From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Disgraced former Congressman Mark Foley says he's gay. A leading Republican gay group says, thanks, but no thanks. Being gay and Republican coming up.
First to Baghdad, where Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice made a previously unannounced stop today. She's been on a diplomatic tour of the Middle East, visiting Israel, the Palestinian territories, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. In Baghdad, this is just weeks before midterm elections, where the Iraq war is going to be a very important issue. We're joined from Baghdad by Sabrina Tavernisi. She's a reporter for the New York Times. Sabrina, what does Secretary Rice say is the purpose of her visit? Why this quick stop in Baghdad?
She says that she is going to deliver a message to the Iraqi government, letting them know that the American government is really waiting for them to carry out the reforms that they said that they were going to be doing some months ago when they first came to power.
So this is a kind of a, okay, get busy. A number of senior American leaders have been saying we need to see more action from the government of Iraq to secure what's going on inside the country to make political progress in reaching agreements.
Yes, I mean, the main difficulty they're facing is that most of the violence and the killing and the deaths that are happening in the country now are being carried out by groups of essentially killers, revenge killings, political killings, referred to often as death squads, but both Sunni and Shiite. And it's difficult to contain them and get a handle on them because a lot of them are indirectly supported by the political parties, which make up the government itself. A lot of them are hidden among the government's own security forces. So they're causing a lot of trouble. They're causing a lot of people to die, and the Iraqi government can't seem to get a handle on it.
Well, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has just announced within the last few days a new security plan for Baghdad. This is supposed to bring together Shiites and Sunnis to form local committees to kind of try to settle differences, I guess, neighborhood by neighborhood. I'm not sure which number security plan this is, but what do people there make of it?
Yeah, so many security plans. The Maliki announcement, it wasn't really particularly meaningful simply because it seemed to be kind of an attempt, and not a very detailed or clear attempt at trying to stop violence that's really kind of running away of its own accord. Iraqi neighborhoods for a long time have had their own neighborhood protection forces and their own appointed protectors. When they see threats coming in, a group of young men often will take action and stop the strangers, stop the people that they perceive as the terrorists coming into their neighborhood. So, you know, purely neighborhood protection, the Iraqis are doing that themselves without help from the Iraqi government. Probably more significant was a move yesterday by the Iraqi government. The Interior Minister, Jawad Balani, decommissioned and basically took off duty a whole brigade of Iraqi police because some of the members had been implicated in death squad killings, some directly, some indirectly. It's a type of move that the American officials will be looking to see a lot more of.
Sabrina Tavernisi, reporting for the New York Times in Baghdad. Sabrina, thank you.
Thank you.